WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Yesterday was supposed to have been the deadline for millions of federal workers to say whether they wanted to take those buyouts from the Trump administration. A federal judge, however, has stepped in, putting the plan on hold until a hearing can be held on it, at least until Monday. It appears that USAID's workforce will be trimmed from about 14,000 people to fewer than 300 around the world. A nasty week for winter weather, especially in the Northeast. Here's ABC Chief Meteorologist Ginger Z.
A dangerous mix of snow, sleet, freezing rain in New England. Cars and trucks colliding. Ice-covered roads and white-knuckle driving. Accidents littering the Massachusetts Turnpike near Boston. In Pennsylvania, trucks and cars stranded. Ice encasing trees and taking down power lines in Virginia. And now, another round of winter weather will slide from the northern plains right through the Northeast this weekend.
Strong winds toppling trees and damaging property outside Knoxville, Tennessee. Two people were killed, three hurt. This is ABC News. In Brazil, a small plane made an emergency landing on a street. May have also hit a bus and several vehicles in a Sao Paulo neighborhood. There are reports of two people dead. Frightening moments during a mass inside a Spokane, Washington cathedral.
With hundreds of worshipers gathered, a man suddenly standing up and charging the altar, then attacking one of the priests, trying to punch him in the face.
It's all right. Just calm down. It's okay, buddy. It's all right. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay.
Parishioners and a security guard are seen rushing to the altar, where they hold the man down until police arrived. The priest, unharmed.
That's ABC's Kena Whitworth. While President Trump has not announced tariffs against European countries, some wine lovers aren't taking any chances. U.S. importers are stockpiling Italian Prosecco. U.S. imports of Italian sparkling wine skyrocketed by 41% in November following the election, far exceeding consumer demand. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
NBL Transportation, reliable and on time. Madison's non-emergency medical transportation company is affordable and accepts insurance. Call 608-774-9715 or visit mbltransports.com to schedule your next ride.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Dane County Humane Society is your local independent donor-supported animal shelter. Your contributions provide care and comfort to thousands of animals each year. To support animals' need at DCHS, visit giveshelter.org/donate.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Conrad Krieger. For your superhero fans and animation lovers, Invincible Season 3 has come out on Prime Video. It follows Mark Grayson, Stephen Yang, as an average teenager who discovers he's a son of the all-powerful Omni-Man. Soon after, he learns that he has powers too, when he finds out his father was actually sent to enslave the Earth and not protect it. He's forced to choose between humanity and family. The show has debuted with a 100% fresh critic score. Get y'all of Season 3 on Prime Video. The first trailer for Marvel's Fantastic Four, First Steps, has dropped, seeing Pedro Pascal as Reed Richards, Vanessa Kirby as Sue Storm, Joseph Quinn as Johnny Storm, and the Bears' Ebon Moss-Bachrach becoming Ben Grimm, a.k.a. The Thing. It's a fast trailer that shows what you can expect from CGI to the cast as the characters. Check out the trailer on YouTube. Fantastic Four First Steps hits theaters July 25th of this year. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Bucks in Atlanta. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks play the Atlanta Hawks tonight at the State Farm Arena. Some new faces on the team, including Kyle Kuzma and center Jericho Sims, after those trades made before the deadline. Gone after 12 years with the Bucks is Chris Middleton, center Brooke Lopez.
I'm thankful that I got to know him as the man that he is. I got to know his whole family, you know, his wife and kids. I always love them. They'll always be special to me. You know, I'm obviously going to miss him. It's going to be a huge adjustment, you know, and I wish him nothing but the best.
NFL Super Bowl 59 coming up this Sunday in New Orleans. Even though he's played in five Super Bowls in the last 6 years, Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes says he still gets a little nervous before the kickoff.
You're going to have nerves before the game, just like any big game. I think if you don't have nerves, you don't love the game enough. I have a better feel for how the week goes, and so I know when the media is, I know when practice is. I have a good plan for the week, and I think that's helped me on being more settled throughout the week.
That's the Chiefs' Patrick Mahomes. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
We have some snow on the way. Could get an inch, maybe two, through the day Saturday and into Saturday evening. It's not going to be windy, but could cause some travel delays or interruptions with that little bit of snow here tomorrow. Today, though, partly to mostly cloudy, we'll get to 28 this afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15.
Max Inc. has a super show this weekend. Join us as we welcome The Flavor That Kills, Rob Dees and the Steepwater Band. Plus, we'll talk weather with Rippyology. Saturday and Sunday evening at 6, it's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Now to hear about John Peterson on 92 FM, babe. He works with a guy named Gordy Young. They spin them the way you want to hear them. Could it be that 92 FM was made for you and me? Now every morning they get you rolling.
Yeah, rolling.
Playing songs,
yep.
Help you make it through your day.
Oh,
this station is right on base.
What?
Now that 92 FM keeps rocking this way. With Johnny Peterson.
Hey, yeah.
You can't lose.
Hello, everybody.
Look out for Gordy Young.
Yeah, look out.
You can't go wrong. Keep that dial right on 92, babe. With the greatest sounds that keep rocking this town.
Big finish. Big finish.
Look out for 92 FM, baby.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah, baby, that's Russ Lanniello.
Yeah.
Used to perform at a dinner club.
Right.
And it was great stuff. It really was. We had him on the show all the time.
Terrific voice.
Yeah.
You know, for
yeah.
that lounge singer kind of voice.
And I got a hold of him in Vegas.
Yeah.
And and I never heard back from him.
Well, maybe he moved out there and he didn't need to come back.
Well, he didn't need us anymore.
Made it to the big time.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. You wrote on our coattails again.
Phone lines are open, 608-879-8255. That's 879-TALK, or use the Civic Media app. You can phone us or text us from the app.
Corey out there in Watertown.
What's he got
I feel
to
so bad about Watertown.
Why?
You know, we're going to have high-speed rail, and Watertown was one of the stops in the high-speed rail.
Yeah.
And, well, it never happened because of Scott Walker, but, you know,
yeah, well.
They're doing okay out in Watertown. Corey's out there still.
Mm-hmm.
If,
what's he got to say?
He said, if Trump's place in Florida is called Mar-a-Lago Club, will his newly redesigned place in the Middle East be called the Gaza Strip Club?
Gaza Strip. Okay.
That's
pretty
that's
good.
That's good. I like
Thanks,
that.
Thanks, Corey.
Yeah. How about this from Bob in Cross Plains? Elon Musk offers self $10 billion federal buyout. And that is a headline from The Onion, he says.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And the Gaza Strip Mall will provide jobs.
The Gaza Strip
Jamba
Mall.
Jamba Juice, Cinnabon, hot dog on a stick.
Thank you from Doug. St. Francis. Okay.
High class stuff. A lot of promises. We'll see if any of those are kept.
A lot to look forward to.
Oh, man.
This portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress. You can check them out at Madison's East Side location or West Side, or go to Verlo.com. If you stop in, ask about their lifetime comfort guarantee. And when will Maddie the Mattress make an appearance on the John and Gordy show?
Yeah.
He's probably busy. Do you think that people, he's like the model mattress? Do you think that people like lay on him when he goes places for public appearances? That probably takes up a lot of his time.
These are questions we want to ask him when we get him in the studio.
Or lay on her.
Oh, okay. Well, let's keep it.
You'd like that, wouldn't you?
Okay. We love Maddie the Mattress.
You're trying to cover for all of this?
Just be cool.
Let's move on to a different subject, right?
Please.
All right, let's get to what we promised to get to. It is Christian nationalism, all right? Trump is going to sign an executive order forming Department of Justice-led task force to root out anti-Christian bias. Man, I've been hearing about this for years, my mega friend in Milwaukee. Born-again Christian, and for the last 20 years, he's been talking about this, how unfair it is the way they pick on Christians all the time. Launching a weaponized presidential commission on religious liberty to confront weaponization and religious persecution of Christians in the United States. Unbelievable. Just, you know, this is all ridiculous. Christian nationalists have always played the victimhood card, claiming persecution with acts that include humorous satires. These are violations, by the way, folks. Cartoons and the use of Jesus they supposedly take offense to. Richard Lazer, president of the Americans United for Separation of Church and State, said following Trump's announcement that rather than protecting religious beliefs, this task force will misuse religious freedom to justify bigotry, discrimination, and the subversion of our civil rights laws. An example of religious persecution? Trump pardoned 23 anti-abortion activists, one of whom, Paulette Harlow, he said was jailed for peacefully praying. Not so peacefully blocking access to an abortion clinic. That's why she was arrested. She was persecuted and convicted of a federal offense in 2023 under the Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances Act. That's a law.
It is a law. Yeah.
Which makes it a crime to use force, the threat of force, or physical obstruction to prevent someone from obtaining or providing reproductive services. She was sentenced to 2 years in prison. That Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances Act is another federal law anyone can break now, because we will have a new executive order taking a look at anti-Christian bias. There you go, right?
Yeah, okay.
Well, this will bring you down, too, because this has a lot to do with Christian nationalism, and it explains why we can't talk to megas. We can't change their minds. It's impossible to do. Mark Lamont Hill had an interview with Chris Hedges, the author and Presbyterian minister, on Christian nationalism. And this is what he had to say, cut 31. Let's listen.
Reading the prayer said, President Trump, we set the name of the Lord upon you, and we declare that no weapon formed against you will prosper, that every tongue that rises up against you in judgment will be condemned, and if God be for you, who can be against you? And I said, wow, I've heard that prayer lots of times. I've heard that scripture from Isaiah a lot of times in the black church and other churches. Didn't expect it to hear it said over Donald Trump. When you hear it, what do you make of it?
Idolatry. Moloch. Worshipping the feet of Moloch. It's idolatry. It's heresy. It's the sacralization of human and political power, which is probably the greatest sin any religious institution can make. Look, the mega churches work like this, and I learned this from Hannah Arendt. You have and they have much better seats than we do in the Presbyterian church. They're comfortable, they kind of recline, they got nice music. I mean nice, it's all cheesy. And lights, and they make you feel good. But that is the form of what she calls indoctrination. And all fascist movements do that. So, you know, it's their propaganda. I mean, I dug deep inside to this Leviathan called the Christian right, that I call American fascists.
And Christian nationalists, right?
I mean, yeah, they're complete nationalists. And, you know, what they are is they are essentially equivalent of the so-called German Christian Church established under the fascists in Germany, where on one side you had the Christian cross and the other the Nazi flag. And let's be clear, Mark, this church is bankrolled by the very billionaire class that we talked about. Why? Because with Magic Jesus, you don't need labor unions. With Magic Jesus, you don't need health care. Because Magic Jesus is going to give you a Cadillac and make all your dreams come true. Mm-hmm. And that is that shift from a reality-based world into the world of magical thinking. And once people shift into that world of magical thinking, you can't reach them through rational argument.
And that's it.
That says it all.
You can never reach them. And again, my friend in Milwaukee, born-again Christian, can't reach him. He has no problem with what is happening in this country, having somebody from the outside, not vetted by the Senate, just coming in and firing people left and right, closing down huge office buildings filled with people who are working hard to keep this government running smoothly. He has no problem with any of that. It's this thing where they want to just get back at you.
Yeah.
They just want revenge. They want to say that they've been right all along by destroying government. And then, of course, we'll all find out, well, they were wrong. But still, it's like, you know, climate change. We're finding out that this is devastating. We're spending billions and billions of dollars. We're losing lives because of climate change. And they still won't admit it's real. So,
There is something in the magical Jesus concept.
Yes.
And,
yes.
That's it. That's it right there.
Yeah.
It just it becomes cult-like at some point.
Absolutely.
With some people. Sam, do you know something about the Inquisition?
The Spanish Inquisition? Because Catherine brought this up. She says, Christians have always been persecuted. Ask Sam about the Inquisition.
Well, we're asking you.
Well,
tell us about the Spanish Inquisition.
Yes and no. Okay. Well, I was perusing the Wikipedia page while we were playing that last cut. Spain was a Catholic country. And when the Spanish crown like really took over and started kicking all the Muslims and Jews out of the country, they forced everyone who was still left behind to either convert or basically be killed and face torture or deportations, all that sort of stuff. Mm. So those people, even if they were genuine converts, were still sort of persecuted by that. But then again, there's still the Catholic majority in that country. They're the ones persecuting everybody else.
Mm. You got a
short history lesson.
Absolutely.
On the
very good. Thank you.
Matt from Middleton texted in, the SS under Hitler only wanted religious men to serve because they couldn't be they could be convinced to do anything. A lot harder than to get a liberal to get out of people's in ovens.
That's right. They had they created a government religion.
Yes.
Out of Christianity. And I think that happens an awful lot in Christianity. And the thing is, they think that the image of Christ should not be drawn or portrayed in any way, shape, or form, mm-hmm. except probably in the churches where it's, you know, a very white Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always been like that. And, my sons came up to me the other day and just thanked me for forcing him to go to classes at our Lutheran school, a Lutheran church.
Yeah.
And because they now understand, they can talk to other people about religions,
right.
And they understand what's behind what people are talking about and what they questioned when they were learning about the Christian religion.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just fantastic to hear them say that.
Yep. It is 7:18, coming up in about 15 minutes. Jerry Kay will be in with a Max Inc. preview for all the local weekend music happening around the state of Wisconsin. Back with more of John and Gordy in a moment.
A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Thank you.
Burlow Mattress is more than just another mattress store. They're building better sleep for Dane County with handcrafted mattresses made to order right in Madison. And since they live there too, they make every dollar spent matter, actively partnering to benefit the community. You may even see Maddie the Mattress mascot bouncing with joy around town. In this new year, get what you deserve. A mattress that supports your dreams. American made, locally crafted.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Attention, if you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 608-384-0897. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 608-384-0897. That's 608-384-0897.
One step beyond.
Who can't forget the video, Madness video for this song, One Step Beyond? Do you remember it?
I hadn't heard of this song until you brought it in for the show.
Oh.
And then I watched the video. It's
isn't
a
that great?
Funny video, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, that shuffle that they do.
Oh, yeah.
Throughout the video. It's just fantastic. This is John and Gordy in the morning, WMDX 92.7 in the capital city, Madison, overlooking State Street and the mm-hmm. leaf blowers and the sweepers on the sidewalk. It is a beautiful town. It
yes.
really, truly, truly is. And now it's time to get to Brittany Rouleau, who yesterday we had an ice storm, and she called that ice storm something like going out into your driveway. Death by driveway. And I just love that. I keep thinking that could be the next horror film. You know, some producer here in Wisconsin could put something like that together, like Michigan Monster or something like
right.
that, right?
It was crazy slick out there yesterday.
It was. And
just
and
nuts.
Then we our news person, Savannah Tomei Olson, came up with her own. She said, oh, my parking lot was so, you know, it was so icy that it was a death trap. You know, you people.
Oh, how funny.
Yes, I know.
But nothing like that today.
Death is the key word there.
Yes.
Well, it was catching people by surprise. I mean,
right.
when you slip, it happens so fast.
Yeah.
You think as an adult, oh, I'm not going to fall. But man, your feet just fly from underneath you and then you never know what you're going to hit. So scary, scary stuff. I'm glad that that is not in the forecast for you guys. We're looking at just some light little bit of snowfall on Saturday. Honestly, probably around an inch. Mm-hmm. Nothing crazy. The heavy stuff is definitely hitting well north of the Dells, too.
Mm-hmm.
So you're in the clear, honestly. And we're just looking at those temperatures, you know, getting kind of mild, hovering yeah. around 30 degrees today, tomorrow. And then we will fall as we go into Sunday. And
fall?
Into
you mean
week.
Like on ice again? Is that what you're talking
no.
about?
No, no.
You know, Sam fell. Sam broke his leg.
Did he? No. Sam.
Sam.
Yeah. I didn't even fall on the ice. I forgot to tell you, John, when you came in, I was replacing light bulbs here in the studio yesterday,
yeah.
Not using a ladder, not having a spotter in the room with me, and I was standing uh-huh. on this box on wheels, and
on
I
wheels.
Got all the lights up.
That's key.
Yeah, on wheels. I got all the lights up. They were all replaced. And then as I was getting out and off the box, the last time the wheels slipped out from under me, right in front of Jacqueline, our HR person, who freaked out, ran into the room to ask if I was okay. And luckily I was.
Oh, man.
Made you sign a bunch of forms immediately.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
I thought you took a slip on the ice, though. Didn't you take a slip on that?
No. I slipped walking home yesterday, but I didn't completely fall.
All right.
I did a little funny dance.
Doing the tarantula. We used to call it way back then. Doing the tarantula.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. I have slipped on black ice, and I broke my tailbone.
Oh, you did?
That lingers.
Wow.
That lingers. Yeah, that was terrible.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Well, that's a horror story, right?
I'm sorry.
Bringing everybody down, Brittany.
That's my job. No, well,
that's true. You're a weather person.
So what can we expect today and ahead in the weekend here?
Yeah.
Yeah, so a lot of sunshine to start the day. Clouds increasing throughout the afternoon and into the evening. And, of course, temperatures, like I said, sitting in the 30s today, 30s tomorrow. And then as we go into Sunday, we are going to fall to the mid-20s. And then by Tuesday next week, into the upper teens. So cooler air is definitely sitting on the back doorstep after this system moves through. But Sunday for Super Bowl, sunny, nothing going on.
Yeah.
Pretty calm weather.
And they're getting storms, I guess, in the south, right? Well, I mean, that's where all the snow is taking place.
So busy looking at our own snowstorm.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yes, that's right. You have your own to worry about.
So you're coming down tomorrow for the big ice festival or whatever.
We're hearing you're jumping out of an airplane and you're going to land on the lake. Is that right?
Maybe. I wish. Maybe next year. Like finding out that that's happening, this is my event. Sounds awesome.
It's the Frozen Assets Festival. Yes.
All right. Well, they promised a few deaths.
Let's see how they do it.
So, yeah, you might as well make it on down here.
Brittany, thank you so much. You have a good weekend.
Guys.
All right.
You too.
And we'll see you on the lake there. Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
This portion of the John and Gordy Show brought to you by David J. Frank, your one-stop landscaping resource. And they are celebrating 65 years in business, taking care of lawns and gardening and flower care, trimming, pruning. They do it all. David J. Frank, the largest landscape contractor in southeast Wisconsin. Go to davidjfrank.com for details.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, we didn't mention this. It happened a few days ago, even a week ago, I believe. But the Proud Boys lost their name rights
to a black church. Yes.
To a black church that they vandalized.
Yeah. They lost their copyright or their name rights.
The judge awarded the trademark name and symbols to a Washington church to help satisfy a $2.8 million judgment against the group. Huh. And, I don't know if they're going to want to sell any more merch. But, if they get money from any of that stuff.
Are they going to fight it?
Isn't that great? No, that's
take it up the line?
Well,
that's
who knows? I don't know. Maybe. But that's fun. It's fun to know.
Yeah. Thank you bringing that to the table.
Yeah, I just thought I'd bring that up.
You guys remember when it was a Twitter trend? I think it was on Twitter trend for a little while when the Proud Boys like first entered the public view, and people like found out what their message was. There were a bunch of people posting the hashtag Proud Boys on Twitter, but with pictures of gay couples
who were
like doing it subversively to try and override their message. I just love that. That's so funny to me.
Yeah. Now let's. I got to bring this up before we get into the music here. But Trump vowed to save white South Africans, while Musk called for welcoming them as refugees. Musk said, "It's white South Africans who are now facing injustice," and he endorsed and shared an ex post Tuesday from a user who suggested that the U.S. should encourage white-only immigration from South Africa. Trump piled on, saying South Africa is confiscating land and treating certain classes of people very badly, and vowed to order an investigation by the U.S. government. It's an allegation that is popular among white nationalists and far-right figures.
Hmm.
So that is... That's what we want to immigrate, right? We want more white people. And if it hasn't become obvious
so
to anybody yet.
Blatant. Yeah.
I know.
Okay.
Well.
All right. It is 7:28. Coming up right around the corner, Jimmy Kay is in the house getting ready for the Max Inc. preview. Yes.
We'll
find out about some of the best music in the state of Wisconsin.
Yeah.
You know, And he's got all the details.
He does. Okay. He does. He'll be here.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Headlines about tariffs and trade wars continue to cause some volatility in today's marketplace, even though the situation is still fluid. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report along with you on a Friday. And when it comes to how consumers are impacted by potential tariffs and potential trade wars, all we can do is speculate. At this week's Potato and Vegetable Growers Conference in Stevens Point, I caught up with Blair Richardson. He leads Potatoes USA. That's the group that builds potato demand both here at home and overseas. I asked Blair what a tariff on Canada would do to prices for potatoes or potato products.
A tariff on potatoes or frozen fries, for example, we import a lot of our frozen potato products from Canada and Europe. If there's a 25% tariff on that, prices will go up by 25 or 30% to cover the cost of those tariffs.
Well, if we think here in Wisconsin, McCain Foods is one of the largest frozen potato processors, and they're based out of Canada.
That's correct. So, of course, they wouldn't have to pay those tariffs on the potatoes they're processing here in the United States. It'd only be the ones they bring in from Canada.
Blair Richardson shedding what light he can on the tariff situation. He's the president and CEO of Potatoes USA. We'll talk more farm news next.
When it's time to choose a residual herbicide for your soybeans, you need broad-spectrum weed control that lasts. Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides by BASF give your crop up to 2 more weeks of residual weed control, providing 50% more control than other Group 15 residuals. The long-lasting herbicide portfolio protects your soybeans from even the toughest weeds while providing a steady growing environment for the entire season. Talk to your retailer today about adding Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides to your 2025 plan. Always read and follow label directions.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
The end of harvest, snow-covered fields, and an early morning sunrise. Winter is a good time to evaluate your livestock's health. BioVet loves seeing healthy animals contribute to your farm's profitability. The knowledge and support from our team is here to help you make the difference in the health and productivity on your farm. Help your livestock stay healthy and call 1-800-BioVet1 or visit bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
This week in agribusiness news, Wisconsin has awarded the second round of grants to complete the Agricultural Road Improvement Program. $100 million is going to 55 projects statewide to upgrade local roads that transport agricultural products. You can see if it's a project near you by looking at the list of recipients. You can find that at MidwestFarmReport.com. In other news, we've got just under a month remaining until the renowned United States Championship Cheese Contest. The Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association is excited to welcome dairy businesses from 31 states who submitted more than 2,400 entries. We've got the details at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Stephanie Hoff.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
We have some snow on the way, could get an inch, maybe two, through the day Saturday and into Saturday evening. It's not going to be windy, but could cause some travel delays or interruptions with that little bit of snow here tomorrow. Today, though, partly to mostly cloudy, we'll get to 28 this afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 13.
Choosing a florist for Valentine's Day? For the best and freshest flowers in Waterloo, Lake Mills, Marshall, Deerfield, and surrounding areas, Waterloo Blooms has exactly what you're looking for. Call 920-478-8600 or stop by today.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Join me this week as we talk to my friend and national figure Adam Kinzinger in what will be certain to be an incredible conversation.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
.7 WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning.
It's 7:34, weather today, it's 14 degrees, expecting a high about 30. Some of the clouds will clear out for a little bit of sunshine. Probably get some snow tomorrow, but not much.
Okay. Catherine had a little comment about Sam's adventure, putting light bulbs in the ceiling and then falling off the box.
This box right here.
It's a big box on wheels.
It's like a big crate box.
Yeah. Well, it's got a refrigerator and everything in there.
It's pretty heavy.
And she says, Sam, it's all about the dismount. You know, you got to...
got to stick the landing, man.
Yeah, you got to really do that.
You're so right. You're so right. I'll remember that next on that box and put light bulbs in the ceiling.
Well, you're lucky you didn't go flying through the window right over here. It's a big wall of windows just off camera.
Yeah.
Could have really been hurt, man. You got to be careful.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm personally disappointed you fixed the light bulbs, like the strobe effects in here on Saturday night.
See? Okay. That's what I was saying, too. In fact, I don't like all the light in here. I work in the dark.
Yeah, we like it darker.
Yeah, you're nocturnal, aren't you?
Yes, very nocturnal. I was a night person for so many years.
Right.
Then I got shoved into the morning show slot. You know, most of my life, and then, you know, I had to get up early, so.
Jimmy Kay is in the studio with us.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing great.
Pretty good. The funky drummer. I've got that T-shirt.
Yeah. Give the drummer some, Clyde Stubblefield. Yeah. Absolutely.
Legend.
We need to
They were in here, and they passed out these T-shirts, and they're fantastic.
Yeah. I got this one from Atwood Fest. Rocker gave it to me.
Oh, you did?
I'm sorry. Joey B. Banks actually gave me this shirt.
Sure.
From because he's done a lot with Clyde Stubblefield and stuff.
He's the one who gave it to us.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly.
That Joey B. Banks guy, he's pretty cool.
He is.
Absolutely. Great drummer.
Yes, he is.
Jimmy Kay, with the Maxine preview, if people are just tuning in for the first time here, you have Maxine, which is doing the show every weekend, just focusing on Wisconsin music,
original local music from Wisconsin.
Yes.
That's what we do. And I think, I don't want to toot my own horn, but I'm going to.
Go ahead. I think we do it very well.
Do it, yeah. Yes. You actually do. Yeah.
And it's a lot of fun going around the state, finding new music to play every week. It's a lot of fun. And I love music. So, I get to share that with the folks here on the radio every Saturday and Sunday. We got a great show for you this week, too. I'm literally looking forward to. One of the first guests I want to tell you about is a band I wish it was a Wisconsin band, but they actually are from Chicago. They are called the Steepwater Band. They were formed in Chicago in 1998 by vocalist and guitarist Jeff Massey, drummer Joe Winters, and Todd Burrows on bass. Burrows is no longer with the band. They replaced him with Joe Bishop, who is now on bass, and they added Eric Sailors on guitar, the lap steel guitar, which is a great sound, and also backing vocals. Now, the Steepwater Band, they rocked the Clyde Stubblefield stage, give the drummer some, at Atwood Fest in 2023. The name Steepwater Band was actually from a cargo vessel that Massey sighted in the port of Lake Michigan while driving around.
Steepwater.
Steepwater. That's the name of the band right there. Jeff will share the details about that story tomorrow night on Max Inc. Now, the Steepwater Band, they're currently working on a new album that's due out later this year. And they're about to embark on a tour, including stops in Philly, New York, Dubuque, Chicago, and right here in Madison, folks, at the Red Rooster, Saturday, February 15th. This song is from their 2022 album called Return of the Wheel. The Steepwater Band and their song called Shift.
Long ago, down and out and feeling low.
Nice. That is, yeah, that's really great rock.
Terrific.
And roll. Yeah.
Steep Water.
When they performed live at Atwood Fest, there was a sea of people from the Clyde Stubblefield stage, as always, but they rocked it. And just a great band to see live. And they're great guys, too. They're very friendly, fun to hang out with them backstage.
All right.
Cool. All right, what else you got
for us? Also coming up this week on Max Inc. Radio, The Flavor That Kills is going to join me live in studio. We're going to have a chat and some laughs. And we'll give you all the details about the Happy Hour of Love happening next Friday, Valentine's Day, at the Gamma Ray Bar here in Madison. The show is going to feature The Flavor That Kills and the debut of a new Madison band called Mothballs. Now, this is from the... I know you love that, Mothballs, right?
And we really do, yeah. You can just smell that. I gotta interrupt you because you have a poster here in our studio.
We just saw.
Yep, brought that in last night. Yeah,
it's a beautiful
poster.
That's a
that was brand new.
That's brand new about the show next week. Yeah, you bet.
It is so retro. It is so fantastic. It really does look like something from the 50s. Serious about.
Yeah.
I've never seen anything like that. That is beautiful. It's a gorgeous poster.
Yeah. Who designed that? Who made that?
I think it was somebody in The Flavor That Kills that designed it.
Oh, it's just amazing.
Yeah.
It really does. It looks like something from the 50s.
Those are the type of posters you need to, you know, you remember the old school guerrilla marketing tactics
where
you have a show, put the posters up on the light poles and the Coasis on State Street or whatever.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I love that.
Yeah.
Well, I want one of those.
I tell you what, you can have that one.
Can I?
Yes, you may.
Oh, that's just gorgeous.
Happy birthday,
really,
John.
Is. Thank you.
Well,
thanks, Jimmy.
I'm easy.
Yeah, there you go. You know, The Flavor That Kills, they've been around for a long time. Their latest album, Book of Secrets, it was kind of this last album from them was kind of a change from their older stuff that they did back in 2018, 2017. Back then, it was more of a retro funk-inspired 70s rock. Now they added like guitars and stuff, more guitars, more of a rock and roll type of funk for The Flavor That Kills.
Okay.
This is a great quote. This is from the Isthmus from March 5th, 2024 by writer Stephen M. Koss. Guitarist Educational Davis was asked, what do you say about this band? And this is the quote. Quote, I feel like this band is sometimes like a four-way intersection with no stop signs. You might crash, and sometimes you do, but then there's all this bumping and moving around until you get this cool pattern down. It's a great description of the band.
Wow.
You know? Be sure to join me at the Gamma Ray Bar next Friday for the Happy Hour of Love. It's presented by 92.7 WMDX and Max Inc. on Civic Media. I'll be emceeing the show. I hope you come down. I would love to see you. Buy you a drink, or maybe you buy me a drink, and we'll have a slow dance together. Okay.
Okay.
Now
we're in.
Wow.
Okay.
Gordy's first in line for the slow dance.
Yeah, absolutely.
Come on, Gordy.
Okay.
Hold me tight, sir.
Have to ask me twice, Jimmy.
Let's hear some older music from The Flavor That Kills. This is from their funkier days back in 2018 from their album Never Mind the Acorns. This song is called All the Same.
Unusual instrumentation in the back, whatever that is, whatever they did there, it is just fantastic. What a great sound.
And the voice really cuts through.
Yeah, it's definitely not cookie cutter music. And that's what I like about it. It's unique and it has a unique sound to it.
Yeah, a little vibrato, whatever it is. I don't know what it is, but that's a great sound.
Well, John, Gordy.
Yes.
Move your hands up, little Gordy, on my back there, please. The Flavor That Kills.
People don't know he was dancing with Jimmy.
Come join us. Happy Hour Love next Friday at the Gamma Ray. Also tomorrow on Max Inc., Terry Barr sits down with local hip-hop artist Rob Dees. Now, Rob does it all. He's an artist, an educator. He's an activist. And since it's Black History Month, he tells Terry, Terry tells me that he wanted to get his thought, or she wanted to get his thoughts about why he thinks Black History Month should be lived every day in the life.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Rob also believes in the power of storytelling. He works with a Madison program where he teaches troubled kids about telling their stories through music. Now, Rob is an award-winning hip-hop artist, so many of the kids are learning how hip-hop has always been about storytelling. Mm. He has a new song out, too. It's been a while since Rob has released a song, but he has this new one out. It's called Composure, and it touches on the need for patience and grace in these challenging times. This is Rob Dees and Composure.
All right.
Ain't no time to walk with my head down. Part of being a man with skin that's brown. Had that to being a man about town. And it all come out in the soul of the sound. Now, speaking of which, this is why I spit. Express sentiment a lot of cats don't get. Bread in the air, I'm some peppy lip pew. That mean I'll put some stank on it now, whatever I do. So, smell like that, this progression rap. Great to move forward, ain't no time to look back. Want some let me live so I can get at that. Cause I'm a blue collar baby, earn my teacup cat. Something and I might meet cause I'm speaking facts. Robbie St. Luke cause I was speaking acts. Walking my beneath these words in my debris. How to keep composure through all of this grief. Cause some throw jazz for us to fall. Like they the only spot for us to ball off. Work our own visions, make sure they saw off. Drew Holiday, point plays I call off. This is for those suffer polarizations. Talk my soul smack on these hit quotations. For the real, we the people type situations. Must have seen faith for all the trailblazers.
I wish I knew who the female vocalist was. Yeah. I should have researched that beforehand. But that's the brand new Rob Dees song called Composure.
Real nice.
Hypnotic.
Very much so, yeah.
Did he mention John and Gordy softballs in there?
I think so. I think that was
mentioned. I heard something like that in there.
Yeah. Let's take a quick trip around Madison and see who's playing some shows this week. We'll start over at the Cargo Coffee East with Rhapsody and Rose with special guest Zach Baker from Minneapolis. Now, Kat Rhapsody and Benjamin Rose are, of course, from Madison's indie rock band Kat and the Hurricane. Kat and Ben put on a great acoustic dual show together, and it kind of takes them back to the roots of Kat and Hurricane. It's kind of getting out to the beginning. Now, Kat and Hurricane, they're gearing up for a busy summer of shows, and they're releasing vinyl for their latest release, Got It Out. You can pre-order that vinyl on their Bandcamp page right now. Here is Kat and the Hurricane from their album Got It Out, the pseudo title track, Therapy. Love it. Rhapsody and Rose tonight at Cargo Coffee, 6:30. And the next full band show for Kat and Hurricane is in Lake Mills at the Pyramid Event Theater on Saturday, March 15th.
All right. We will be back with more of our Max Inc. preview with Jimmy Kay in just a moment on John and Gordy in the Morning. If you don't care.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avacin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
This is Chad Spain. Are you thinking about improving your home? At Chad's Design Build, we're proud to offer remodeling done well with love. And our commitments to you and your home convey that love and spell our name. The Chad's experience is structured to provide excellent communication, honesty, accuracy, detailed proposals, and satisfied customers. We're also committed to making your home comfortable, healthy, attractive, durable, and sustainable. If you want a quality remodel and a quality remodeling experience, go to ChadsDesignBuild.com to learn more.
Looking to strengthen the bond with your pup? Dane County Humane Society offers a variety of dog training classes led by certified trainers. Classes are designed to help you and your furry friend learn new skills, improve behavior, and deepen your connection. Whether your dog is a curious puppy, an independent teenager, or a lifelong learner, DCHS has the tools and expertise to help you set the stage for a successful year ahead. Visit giveshelter.org/dogtraining to register today.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
John and
Gordy.
Gordy. In the morning.
Yeah.
This portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress. Check them out on Madison's east side or west side or go online at verlo.com. John Peterson, over to you.
All right. Me?
Yeah, you.
Do I have something to say?
Go.
Let's talk about this corn cob.
Let's
over
talk
here.
About, oh, yeah, yeah, the big corn cob for Shucked,
yeah,
right?
Right, yeah, on the Overture Center.
Musical, yeah, yeah. Musical.
It's
yeah,
a giant corn
they
cob.
They put it in the window of one of the buildings on Fairchild, just but you can see it from State Street as
it's
well.
It's like 20 feet tall. It's
something
in the
like
middle.
That.
It's on the second floor of the Overture Center in their giant window display they got there.
Yeah, it's just beautiful.
Really nice.
Yeah, they should keep that up there.
All the time.
I've seen the ads for Shucked. It looks pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah, it's supposed to be funny. Yeah. All right, Jimmy K back with the Max Inc. preview for the weekend.
Got a couple more shows that are happening this weekend I want to tell you about. The next show is a band that was formed back in 1996 by students at the University of Wisconsin here in Madison. Tim Whalen, Al Falashi started the band Fat Function for a Battle of the Bands competition. It was meant to be a one-off gig, but the band just kept going and going, and they released a self-titled album. Fast forward, they released 4 studio albums to date, a live album, and John, they even have a Blu-ray disc out.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Oh, my God.
Know you love those Blu-ray discs.
I do. You know, Sony stopped making Blu-ray discs. They were the ones, it's their format, basically, and they stopped making them. They're not going to be making those discs anymore. I guess we're going to have to rely on somebody else to make Blu-ray discs to record on.
Yeah, I guess so. Here's something I didn't know about Fat Function. The co-founder, Al Falashi, arranged and composed music for Clyde Stubblefield's 2003 album, The Original, Give the Drummer Some. Also in 2009, the band staged Funk Out Cancer, a fundraiser, a series of fundraising concerts every other year here in Madison. As of 2017, they've raised over $200,000 of funds that went to the University of Wisconsin Carbo Cancer Center.
Wow.
That's nice.
And I was on their website yesterday trying to see when the next one is. They haven't had one for a couple of years. So I'm hoping maybe this coming fall, there'll be a Funk Out Cancer show with Funk Function.
So.
Let's get funky with Fat Function. You can see them live at the High Noon Saloon this Saturday with special guest Mark Croft. Here is Fat Function and Miss Madison. Mm.
Chicago, Miss Maddie starts calling me. She don't even ask if I miss her. With open arms, she'll always be. Meet me at the bar on State Street. We'll talk about the funky scene. With people everywhere, breathing in the air, dancing like they just don't care. No, no. And hope for ignition. Land the rubber's gonna hit the road. I'm tired and I don't have a penny. But that's okay, cause I'm heading home. Dreaming of a night on the terrace. The moon's gonna light the stage. The Joker's in the main. Joker's got it made. I wanna play the Peachtree game. No, no.
I love the horns.
Oh, yeah, yes. The way that comes in there.
Yes.
Beautiful.
I'm pretty sure Rocker has picked this particular song to play before, but it's one of my favorite from Fat Function.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about Madison, so I figured you guys like that.
That is true.
And where are they appearing again?
They're at the High Noon Saloon.
Saturday, I think you said?
Where's that here? High Noon Saloon on Saturday, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent.
And if you ever get a chance to see Fat Function at the Memorial Union Terrace, that's a great show, especially at sunset.
Love horns fabulous. And songs.
Yeah.
All right. I think we got time for one more.
Here. One more song for you. And these guys, another funky band from Madison, and they've been around forever as well, is Rare Element. They have developed a strong reputation for this high-intensity live shows. The band is a highly talented 7-piece. Including 3-piece horn section, bringing massive energy to the stage each performance. The band is influenced by classic funk artists like Fred Wisely, The Meters, Clyde Stubblefield, give the drummer some, and Herbie Hancock. You can see why Maximum Meek Music Magazine dubbed Rare Element as Madison's newest supergroup. Here is Rare Element from somewhere live in Madison. I think it was The Harmony, but don't quote me on that. Here's their instrumental jam, You Dig? Mm-hmm.
Some travel music right
there. Rare Element there. They're awesome. Steepwater Band, The Flavor of the Kills, Terry Barr with Rob Dees this weekend on Max Inc. And we'll see you next weekend for the Happy Hour of Love, guys.
Thank you, Jimmy K.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, we're just about to wrap things up. What's going on down the hall here, Catherine?
Todd Allabaugh is in for Pat Kreitlow right now.
Oh, okay.
He's built himself a studio in his office.
I saw that. I want that camera.
Yeah, we want our own studio. Okay.
Talented people here at Civic Media.
Yeah. All right, Jimmy K., thanks for stopping by. Yeah. Stephanie Miller is next Monday. We kick off our John and Gordy Week of Love.
Can't wait. Yeah.
Valentine's Day. Oh, you'll have to tune in.
Bring the incense.
All kinds of surprises. Monday. Jimmy K., we'll be dancing this weekend with you. Yeah. All right. Stephanie's next. Bye.
A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
I'm Brandi Grayson, the host of the Black Conversion Show on 92.7 FM. I am the hostess with the mostest with the local politics and the local tea. Tune in every Saturday morning at 11 a.m.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Two people were killed in eastern Tennessee overnight as severe storms and a possible tornado blew through the region. Police say a mother and daughter from the same household died. Right now, they are assessing damage near Knoxville. In addition to those millions of federal workers who have been offered buyouts and the shuttering of the U.S. Agency for International Development, the chair of the Federal Election Commission has also been removed by the Trump administration. ABC's Rachel Scott.
The FEC was created by Congress to be this independent watchdog over our election system. Overnight, the chair of the FEC, Ellen Weintraub, says that she was fired by President Trump in a letter. She is a Democrat, but this is a bipartisan commission, and under law, the president is supposed to first nominate her replacement. In a statement on social media, she says there is a legal way to remove her, and this is not it.
Flu, RSV, COVID, and norovirus cases surging in several states. Schools closed in at least four states because of it. This is ABC News.